It is Thursday, and that means it's time for a weekly look at another Culloden, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest jury recommendation with Aaron Lee from Lanark County Interval House. Aaron, thank you so much for being back on Lake 88.
Hey, Bob, it's always great to be with you.
We are up to number 11. Time flies here. And number 11, the jury recommendation says, study the feasibility of and implement, if feasible, justice sector participants having access to relevant findings made in family and civil law proceedings for use in criminal proceedings, including at bail and sentencing stages. This study would in part inquire into the following. Now, before I continue on here, I mean, that's a lot of legal speak that is in there, but really they're saying give them access to information from other court cases that are relevant to what's going on with this particular case.
100%, that's what it says.
All right. So it says the study would in part inquire into the following. A, the process to identify relevant findings and for sharing those findings with other justice participants. Which justice participants should have access to the findings made by a civil or family court? What documents from civil and family law proceedings should be shared with justice sector participants and how to facilitate sharing of such documents? What permissible uses could be made of the documents and findings in a criminal proceeding? Models in other jurisdictions that identify relevant IPV cases in different courts. And when we refer to IPV, it is intimate partner violence. This, if I'm not mistaken, is about getting all of the information that is relevant to a case in the hands of the people who need it as you move forward. So something like we saw in Renfrew County may not happen again.
100%, Bob, you're right on the money on this. This recommendation is really about communication. It's about communication. It's about monitoring how communication happens and how we are mindful of the privacy rights of everybody going into it. But how do we ensure that the outcomes of the family court case from 3 years ago, where it's relevant, how do we make sure that the family court case speaks to what's happening in the criminal proceedings? How do we make sure that when justice partners are intervening and speaking with either the victim or the alleged perpetrator, how are we making sure that all of the relevant documents in the history, when we think about precipitating events, right? And when we talk about crisis, we also always talk about history, we talk about situations, and we talk about precipitating events, so what led to, and then we talk about the stages of crisis. So when we think about this recommendation, it's really about ensuring that the system is communicating with each other and that we're collaborating as justice partners and those doing the work, that there's a collaboration that's explicit, that's open, that is transparent, but that is also clear about when we do it, why we do it, and how we do it, so that people are mindful and knowledgeable that this information is relevant. I need to ask for it if I don't have it. I don't know if there was ever anything involved in a civil court. Maybe I need to check before I move forward on the case conferencing on this particular situation. You know, maybe the justice partners and police at a bail hearing, if they have more relevant information they can bring forward, it helps to substantiate what bail conditions should look like. So really, to me, it's a big communication discussion and all the how-tos to make sure that we do this in a way that is mindful of people's rights.
And because you're looking at the court system, you know, people may ask, well, how will they know to check? But it would be the matter of putting a name into a system and seeing if any red flags come up, see if any results come up, if you will, from other branches of the justice system.
Absolutely. And I think in Lanark County, of course, you know, I always talk about the creative way that Lanark County approaches things. And I do remember for a spell, we had these conversations about if there's a file and that file's in family court as well as criminal court, we need to code that so that one court is speaking to the other court in terms of, because courts do have to speak to each other. When there are two different orders, there's a family court order and there is a bail condition order, or there's a outcome of a criminal court order, those one supersedes another, and so there has to be communication at that point. So how do we make sure that the entry point for communication starts earlier on so that we can mitigate risk factors and what we know to exist in terms of situations?
It's, you can't put any more importance on it, really any of these jury recommendations, because they're all very important and they're all meant to work together. But this is an important cog in the machine. This seems to be one of the more important pieces, that basic communication between the different levels and different parts of the courts, to ensure that the proper information is there to make a proper decision. As you said, if something comes along in a bail hearing or even beyond.
We need to be able to figure out the, as you called it, a cog in the wheel. Like it, we need to be able to think about how do we do that in a way that's consistent, in a way that is respectful of both victims and perpetrators' rights. How do we make sure that people know in the system to ask those questions? So it's going to be it's a recommendation that's A, important, B, that's going to take us a while to navigate. Because there's so many different levels and different discussions and procedures that happen that we kind of got to go back and look at how do we insert something in every part of these steps so that people know that they can ask and they should.
And this falls under the system approaches collaboration and communication, and it seems to embody all of that.
Absolutely does. It is one that reflects all of them, and the importance of how that can impact the outcomes is critical.
Aaron, I want to thank you very much for speaking to us about the inquiry recommendation number 11 from the jury in the Colleton, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest. We really appreciate these visits that you have with us every week.
I thank you for having me, and I'll continue to be here for all of them.